Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the things we like to do is bring you fun sports audio from time to time. And here to give you more is our very own Kevin.
All right. So it was discovered today that there will be some commercials airing over the weekend featuring David Irving. So you'll likely see him during your football viewing, probably during the Cowboys game, I would imagine. But keep an eye out for this. Bobby Belt's the one who tipped me off. There's three different commercials.
Is it for Townhouse?
It's not for Townhouse.
Okay.
But it is for it's for an attorney. Now, we obviously on this show endorse the Frankels, 1-800-LAWYERS, and Mark Rubin as well.
Yeah, it depends. You know what you're looking for there. If you're having some financial problems, call Mark at 1-800-LAWYERS. Or if you get hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Mark and Scott Frankel at 1-800-LAWYERS, Kevin.
Well, David Irving is not working with them.
Okay.
I do like the jingle they have at the end of their bit, but I'm not going to tell you who it is because
right.
That would be messed up, I think. But this is part one of three commercials you will see this weekend if you're watching some football.
This is hard-hitting defensive tackle David Irving. This is hard-hitting car wreck lawyer. If you've been hit and hurt in a car wreck, you call. If you've been hit on the field by David, you might want to call
an ambulance.
Both work hard and both like to win. So remember, call when you've been hit and hurt in a car wreck and stay away from David Irving.
Nah, that's just on the football field.
Why? All right,
so
why is there so much
cussing going on?
And how did they get the Gap band? I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
It's good, man.
That is so great. Okay, so that was my thought. I was like, okay, we endorse the Frankels. We can't just because David Irving is in this. We can't just play another commercial for somebody. They're not buying advertising on the station or whatever. And so, but when you bleep it, it does sound like there's cussing.
I mean, David Irving is cussing at everybody in that commercial.
I call these mother.
Now, I do, again, that jingle is great. It's a Justin Timberlake vibe. It's really good. Let's go to the second commercial that you might see this weekend.
This is hard.
Real quick, Jimmy. Oh. I want you to know, in the first one, David Irving's wearing his uniform. And the second one, and this one, he's wearing a suit.
Okay.
And looking nice.
Okay.
Looking dapper.
Okay, gotcha.
This is hard-hitting defense.
Nah, we done did that. This is mild-mannered, nice guy David Irving.
And this is hard-hitting car wreck lawyer. If you've been hit at a car wreck, you call. If you're
asked to attend a dinner party at David Irving's house, you cordially accept.
Both work hard and both like to win.
Now that's true.
They're cussing in the song?
Oh, that's the name of the guy. It's not cuss words.
Your car gets effing hit by another car. You gotta sue those mother effers.
And I'll say this.
You are effed.
The attorney in play here, though, it would have been great if we didn't have to beep it because it would make for great drops on this show.
Oh,
that's all I'll say is because of the guy's first name. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Hugh.
Number three.
This is hard.
I don't know. You ready?
Go ahead. Yeah.
This is hard-hitting car wreck lawyer. And if he was a pro football player, he'd be defensive tackle David Irving.
I know you've helped thousands of people who've been hit and hurt in a car wreck. And you're the winningest attorney in the state of Texas for the past 10 years. But comparing yourself to me, you've got some pretty big shoes to fill.
Do you mean like these?
He holds up a pair of big old football cleats. Right. You mean like these?
So we've listened to three of these, and I have no idea what's being sold, but I love the music.
I just can't stop dancing
to this.
It's really good. Go ahead.
Well, so that last one, there's about 5 or 6 seconds of just music playing. Was there a funny visual?
Their jingle's it's catchy, man.
Yeah.
It's just good. I mean, yeah, there's graphics on there. It's a commercial. Yes, there's a visual. It's a commercial.
I'm going to go to an 80s club this weekend after hearing these jingles.
Me too.
You might want to call an ambulance.
It is interesting. That's all. And he goes, an ambulance.
You might want to call an ambulance.
And I can tell you, you never want to call an ambulance.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no.
Oh,
Kevin.
Man.
Kevin.
They don't even have to take you very far. They will ask for a good chunk of change.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, we don't want you to have a future. We'd like to take all your money for this four-minute ride.
Wait, that was that one time, Ben, where you had to make that decision?
Oh, my God. It's such a tough decision.
You were negotiating with the ambulance driver?
I've done it twice. Negotiating with the driver. I want to create
Please call
911. I'm going to create. Listen, I'm going to take down this ambulance racket. I'm going to drive around in an Uber ambulance.
It's like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's Uber ambulance.
Uberlance.
Oh, that's good.
If you need an ambulance, well, I might only have like two in the city. It's hard for me to get to you, but it will be a hell of a lot cheaper if you can just keep that sucker alive. But yeah, so my son had passed out in the backyard, and we were like, it ended up, he had a vasovagal, and it was, which you pass out, skin has it, my wife has it.
You don't even have to treat it, really.
You and my wife have it, which is why my son has it, right? Because you guys pass that on to my son.
This is the son that loves basketball.
Yeah. So, he's real nerdy about music, too. Real political. And so, he's like, he passes out in the backyard, and we're like scared to death, and they kind of bring him to, and the paramedics talk to him, and they're like, okay, yeah, here's what happened. And we think that the heat triggered his vasovagal, and so you probably need to go ahead and take him in. We'll go ahead and give him a ride up to the hot. And I was like, wait, so you're saying it's not life or death right now, right? And they're like, oh, no, he's fine. Oh, he's fine? Well, then can I meet you guys?
Honey, right. Pick him up.
Do we need Max? How do you feel? This is a $900 ride.
An ambulance.
We're good.
The ambulance drivers are looking at Ben, and they're looking at Max. And Max going, I can't get up.
Dude, there was a time I had kidney stones, and I'm at my house. And, I thought I was going to die. My wife will never let me live this down because she's had three babies. I'm acting like I'm going to die with a kidney stone. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know what this is. Get an ambulance over here. The ambulance comes to the house. They start talking to me. They're like, yeah, seems like it's probably a kidney stone based on this.
Ted ran a remote a couple weeks ago. I know.
They're like, we can give you a ride to the hospital. I was like, let me think about this. Probably can't drive. Who can I have drive me? You know, it's like, dude, I want to avoid an ambulance ride at all costs.
It is
the most expensive ride of all time.
So expensive. But I wouldn't know where to go. And you know, I don't know where the nearest places are if anything bad happened. I don't know where the nearest emergency room is.
Nah.
Off the top of my head, I don't.
I'm curious, though. Did you need an ambulance last night at your sports party?
I need one now. I need an IV.
Oh, no.
Dehydrated. So we had a thing. There was a subscriber event for The Athletic at Club Dada last night. And as I just said on your show yesterday at 5:07, my band played. Not that I have a band, but I did last night at Club Dada. And it was me, Orr from The Athletic, Hunter Cannon from a band, and he's in Denton, and he's in like seven bands, Groups, and Christina. And so I got a couple clips of it. There's a couple sports panels. There's a lot of guys wanting to talk sports last night. So here's the first clip. Now, The Athletic, think about The Athletic, the sports writing site. Think about who your subscriber base is. It's a lot of males. And one of the songs we're going to do is Hey Ya by Outkast. So yesterday during emergency band practice, because we hadn't really had a band practice, it was emergency band practice, I was like, guys, I'm kind of worried about Hey Ya because at the breakdown part, you have to say, hey, ladies. And I was like, there's not going to be any ladies there. And I was like, why don't we just...
Everyone turns and looks at like, Christina.
I was like, why don't we just break it? Let's just cut it off and do some comedy. So this is a little taste of Hey Ya last night from... the new band BTBNL, band to be named later.
We don't want any ladies. Not that many ladies here tonight. We've had ladies. Wow. There is a surprising amount of ladies here relative to the massive amount of men. We were going to break this thing down for nothing. We were wanting to see you on your baddest behavior. We were going to pretend like we were your neighbor and we were going to ask you to play this some sugar. We must carry on this night, though. One, two, three, four. To be honest, it's a new to do. And change the law.
tell the sound people at Club Dotto are like, you guys aren't even a real band, are you?
Why are we here tonight?
Hold on. The sound man said, you guys aren't even a real band, are you? Hold on. Let me tell you something. That is a real band. Love that song.
That song's
awesome.
You
guys made it sound great. I love how you made it your own.
I love that band.
I'm going to say it's a yes for me.
I'm in, Ben. Two thumbs up.
All right. You're going to Vegas or whatever.
There's no doubt. And there are other clips that I don't have yet that will sound better because there was official video taken.
Really?
That's going to be posted on the site, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Some of the stuff, I'm telling you guys, I pulled off something I didn't think I was real nervous about.
Two Chicks?
Was the song All Night by Big Boy. No, that's easy. Two Chicks is easy.
Okay.
I just take a nap and let them go at it.
Huh? Do you have audio
all
of it?
Night, I don't have audio of that one, but Chicks? I just crushed that rap and want you know. But skip the next one, Shippy. Hold on.
You didn't bring audio of the thing that you're telling everybody that you dominated?
Yeah.
Right, so that's wanted to make sure.
Well, so last night, by the end of the night, everyone was like, KT, you need to stop saying that you suck. We're tired of you saying that you can't sing.
The audience said this too?
No, just everyone.
They say it over the
Who's everyone?
And I'm like, that's not me. That's
Who
not
said
how
that?
I, just people.
Can you give us a list of names?
There's just a bunch of people. Even my drummer too was like, dude, you got to start taking credit for this.
While he was playing drums, he said
no,
that
No, it was after
you?
The thing.
Hey, KT!
But
this is good, man. I'm totally enjoying laying down this rhythm
Hold
behind
on,
you.
Hold on, I'm singing.
He's like, so you need to sell it more. Or stop saying that you suck. And I'm like, well, what's that kind of in my DNA to just kind of say that I suck? I don't know. I said,
Oh, you were saying it.
What were you doing with your DNA?
Don't worry about that.
What?
It was that whole Two Chicks thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'll skip the second one. Do the last one.
You didn't dominate on that one.
This is kind of what we closed the night out with. And it is edited weird because there are two videos I had to piece together from cell phones. But so if it sounds off, don't worry about it.
Looking forward to it.
I bet you. That's not it.
Oh, my God. It sounds
You will burn in hell for that.
Were you playing the Are you playing the fiddle?
Okay, I saw the video. Christina Ray held her guitar upright and played a fiddle on the. She took a bow to the strings on the electric guitar.
Proud of you, man. You nailed it.
Too dehydrated for that. God, I didn't know we were going straight to the gonads today. Jeez, it's Friday.
Welcome to the show, Kevin. Yeah. Where have you been?
Oh,
the KT Matthews band.
Oh, we should rename it.
It's you and Wes.
God, how did they not get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week?
I don't know.
Is there more?
Yeah,
I want to hear you singing, though.
Yep.
Is there
one more? We have one more.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Not that one, Shippy. Skip that one.
Yeah, you're being a real douche, Shippy.
He was worried about his comedy.
Fun Band is my favorite band.
They're really good.
What do we got to do to get this inked?
Probably just gotta
How about a bar tab?
Contracts and things like that.
Someone texted in, KT, and they wanted a Hawk update.
The Hawks have been flying down around people's heads lately.
Was that Groobs on bass?
Groobs on bass. Groobs is great because he just goes out in the crowd. He had a wireless setup.
Oh, nice.
Groobs is playing the whole show in the audience.
Wow.
The entire show.
True man of the people. That's great, dude. Sounds great.
Meanwhile, a lot of people just went outside and talked sports. So I just thought it was great that everyone did that.
Hey, that really does sound like fun, man. I hate that I missed that.
It was really fun. It wasn't great, but it was fun.
No, it sounds great. And I'd like to get you booked at Fanniversary. There he goes, Kevin
Let's
KT Turner of the KT Fun Band. or KT Matthews Band, a band yet to be named or to be named later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.